Police have referred felony murder charges in a case involving a black man who died last month after being held down by security guards outside a Milwaukee hotel. According to the city's police department, 43-year-old Devontae Mitchell entered the Hyatt Regency and, quote, caused a disturbance, ending up in an altercation with security guards as they attempted to detain him. A warning, this disturbing video was taken by bystanders and shows what happened next.
No!
Four individuals restrained Mitchell outside while he was lying prone on the concrete and shouting repeatedly for help. At least one man can be seen with his knee on Mitchell's back. Police say he was unresponsive when they arrived and was later pronounced dead. This week, his widow, De'Asia Harmon, spoke at a rally outside the county courthouse.
To see them beat him repeatedly, over and over and over again. They didn't stop. They could have stopped. They could have let him go, and they didn't. To do him like that and to embarrass him like that, to destroy his character, to take away his dignity. That was so wrong of them to do.
For more now, we are joined by attorney Ben Crump, who's representing the Mitchell family, and by Naisha Mitchell, who is Devontae's sister. Welcome to you both. And Ms. Mitchell, let me just begin by saying how incredibly sorry we are for you and your family's loss. I just want to begin by asking, how are you doing?
Well, first I want to say thank you for that. And, you know, it's been rough. You know, it's been hard. It's been a long past week and a half, you know, since it happened. It's been a lot going on, you know. It's exhausting. My brother's gone. He's no longer here with us. You know, we no longer have him with us, you know, with the family. His kids no longer have their father. You know, my mother no longer have her son. So, you know, it's been rough. It's been hard. It's going to be some adjustments, you know, here for us all, you know. But right now, we're just trying to, you know, get through this time, you know, and we're going to keep on moving forward, and we're not going to rest, and we're just going to be tired until we get justice here from our brother.
And Mr. Crump, I understand that you and members of the family have had a chance to review some security camera video from inside the hotel, which is showing you more than has been publicly released so far. Does any of that offer you any insight into how this incident began in the first place?
Well, it's a heartbreaking video from the security cameras inside the hotel. It starts with him being chased, and he's chased through the hotel. He runs into the gift shop, and then he runs into the ladies' bathroom. And the two women that were in the bathroom said he wasn't trying to harm them or anything. It was as if he was afraid. He was scared. He was trying to get away from somebody. We now know that was the security, apparently, that was chasing them. And then they went into the bathroom and they drug them out. And while they were doing so, the video shows him being punched and kicked while he's on the ground being dragged. And it's just heartbreaking. They have a metal baton that one of the security guards take out that you see on the bystander video, and he's hitting them. And it looks like he's hit them in the head. And you ask yourself, why would you do that? It's just heartbreaking when you think about George Floyd was in that prone position with knees on his back and then on his neck for 9 minutes and 29 seconds. Well, Devontae Mitchell was in that prone position for at least 8, we believe as long as 10 minutes, with a knee on his back and at times a knee on his neck. And you had all the punching and kicking and the baton, which makes his tragic video as outrageous as George Floyd's video.
Ms. Mitchell, Mr. Crump has said previously this raises so many questions about the use of force here, and particularly in the case of people who are having a mental health emergency of some kind. What should we understand about what you know about your late brother's mental health or his condition at the time?
We really don't know what was happening and what was going on, you know, at that time when he was down at the Hyatt, you know. But what I'm saying here is that, you know, as far as mental issues go, my brother did suffer from, you know, having depression. again, I'm not exactly sure what was happening, you know, down at the Hyatt, you know, when this all transpired. And if they're saying that he was, you know, in there causing a disturbance, you know, that's where I come in and say, you know, maybe he was having a breakdown. Whatever he was running from, whatever caused this all to happen, we still don't know. That's what we're trying to find out. You know, we're trying to find out why he was running. You know, we learned that he was running from the security guards, but why was he running from the security guards? You know, but as far as mental health, again, Devante, for the most part, was suffering from depression.
Mr. Crump, can I just get your reaction to this latest news now? We know that police have referred felony murder charges to the district attorney. The DA's office says they're investigating Mr. Mitchell's death as a homicide. Is that what you want to see happen at this point?
Well, we want the state attorney to go ahead and bring the charges, but we're grateful that the Milwaukee Police Department did refer murder charges to the state attorney. But we know this is only the beginning of the journey. We know from history that until they charge them, until they're convicted, African-Americans can never take for granted that we're going to have equal justice play out when there's a dead black person laying on the ground. We got too many examples of them doing the bait and switch. So we have to keep vigilant and keep focused. You know, before last week, they weren't even investigating this matter as a criminal investigation. It wasn't until the family and the activists started saying, no, did y'all see the video? How can you say that they shouldn't be held accountable for how they killed her brother? And so it's a first step, but we have to continue to keep pressing forward. Too many examples in the black community of the police and quasi-police getting away with unjustly killing our children.
To that point, Mr. Crump, I think one of the reasons this video has resonated so deeply is because of how hauntingly similar it is to George Floyd, who I know, his family I know you represented 4 years ago. And I just wonder how it strikes you that you are having to have this conversation again in two such similar cases 4 years apart.
Yeah, obviously, it's very personal because we watched the George Floyd tragic torture video for 10,000 times, and now we're having to break this video of the killing of Devante Mitchell frame by frame. And it does remind you at times of George Floyd and the inhumanity of the situation, a man who's begging to his very last breath, please help me. And none of them would help him. And so that's what we have to learn, America. How many more times do black men in prone positions having breathing problems have to plead for their life before America hears them? How many more times it was Eric Garner, it was George Floyd, it was Ivo Otieno in Virginia, it was Frank Tyson in Ohio, and now is Devante Mitchell. And when you look at all these videos, there are black men on prone positions with law enforcement on their backs with their knees on them, and all of them died. How many more?
Attorney Ben Crump and Naisha Mitchell, sister of the late Devante Mitchell, thank you so much to you both for joining us.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.